Welcome to another episode. I was about to say a premenstrual anxiety solutions, but as you can see, the name has changed and I've got a new look and a new intro is going to be coming pretty soon. And maybe you're wondering what's going on here. And so I wanted to just share a little bit about some of the new stuff that I've been getting into and how it's being reflected in this podcast with new art, new title, new tagline, all of those things. So whether you're just jumping into this podcast and you're finding it, or you've been here since the beginning, almost, I think this is the 30th episode, which is really cool. Wherever you are, just wanted to give a little overview of what is happening moving forward and what you can keep expecting. And just so, yeah, you're not like, what's going on, and confused and wondering if things are going to be the same or different. I'm going to share in this episode what it's all about with PMS Made Peaceful instead. So let's chat about that. Is the anxiety you get the week before your period feeling too much? Are you just wanting more calm and peace in your mind so that you can feel quote-unquote normal again? If this sounds familiar, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions, a holistic and faith-based podcast for women with premenstrual anxiety. I'm Loren, a nurse, reflexologist, Jesus follower, mom, and PMDD warrior. My mission is to help you navigate the turbulence of premenstrual anxiety through things like understanding your cycle, grounding your identity in God, hearing stories from other women, learning nutrition hacks, and so much more, so that you can have more peace and calm in your life. So, if you're ready to get on up from under your duvet, been there, and start this journey together, I encourage you to keep listening. Let's get started. All right, so if you have been tuning in for a while, or you've just recently found this podcast, I recently just changed my name of the podcast, or the name of the podcast. It was Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions before, and I changed it to PMS Made Peaceful. And the tagline, like the bottom of the art, was holistic and faith-based solutions for women with premenstrual anxiety. And now I switched it to holistic solutions for Christian women wanting emotional regulation. So why the change? Well, the last few weeks, I've been doing a lot of research and talking to a lot of women and just seeing where they are at in terms of their premenstrual phases and seeing what they're struggling with and what are those, like, quote unquote, pain points during that time of the month or during that time of the cycle. And for some of the women, like, I know I don't have PMDD in my title, but one lady that I talked to, she stumbled across or upon my podcast, or she found it, and she didn't know what PMDD was, had never heard of it before, premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And when she started listening to my podcast and started learning about PMDD, she was like, oh, I have that. And so that kind of just opened up this like new door of discovery of like realizing like, okay, this is really, like, she had linked it to her cycle before, but she didn't, like, she would just call it PMS, right? And type in holistic PMS relief, things like that. But she didn't realize that the overwhelm, the anxiety, the thoughts, the feeling just like, why can't I get it together? That it was so related to her cycle, and that it was more than PMS, and it didn't just stop at PMS. So I know that maybe that comes across as confusing. Like, why would I put PMS in the title then? It's more so, if it isn't PMS, but it's more so a starting place for women. Because for some women, it will be PMS. It might not be this diagnosis of PMDD. There we go. And I wanted to kind of capture the whole essence of premenstrual anxiety, overwhelm, intrusive thoughts, like kind of just that whole spectrum of mood swings, I guess you can call it, but that spectrum of the ups and the downs, feeling a bit out of control, feeling like you're emotionally unregulated, that it's just like, I don't know what's going on with me. I can't get it together. And so whether that's PMS or it moves into PMDD, PMS is kind of just this like starting place that a lot of women, many women, most women can relate to PMS. And in my podcast, I'm going to be talking about PMDD and the difference between PMS and PMDD. Oh dear, PMDD. This is difficult. So I figured that just by having kind of like a larger net title, like something like PMS, it would open the door to have the conversation of, hey, maybe if this is really affecting your life, your relationships, your work, if the anxiety or whatever you want to call it, the intrusive thoughts, the mood swings, the irrational thinking, the feeling unregulated, out of control, whatever it is, if it is starting to pour into other areas of your life where things are hard to navigate, relationships, work, all of that, then maybe it is premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And but it's a fine line between the two as well, which I talk about in one of my earlier episodes. Is it just PMS or is there something else going on? So it's a fine line because there's so much overlap with hormones and hormonal imbalances and sensitivities. And so it's not like there's this clear answer necessarily all the time. And so anyway, that's kind of like a long-winded answer, but I wanted to spread a wide net so that most women who can relate to PMS and hearing PMS made peaceful, okay, that sounds nice, because that was another thing that a lot of women were saying, like, I just want to feel normal, I want to feel regulated, I want to feel more in control of my emotions, of my thoughts, of how I respond because of the emotions. And so I think that's really where PMS made peaceful unfolded from or birthed from. And the tagline, so holistic solutions. So I'm still wanting to focus on holistic wellness. So that is an yeah, I've got lots of things coming down the wire in terms of episode ideas, lots of interest in vitamins and supplements and tracking your menstrual cycle. So, because a lot of women just were so caught off guard every time their premenstrual phase came. And it's just like, oh, where are all these thoughts coming from? Why do I feel this way? And then I'd get their period and it's like, oh, okay, it makes sense. If only I could be a little bit more on top of this, understand what was going on in my body so it wouldn't smack me in the face every single month or every single cycle. And so that was a really common theme as I talked with more and more women, just wanting to understand their cycle more, understand their cycle health and tracking their cycle. So yeah, so those are things I'm wanting to still talk about. And of course, I'm still wanting to integrate faith into it because I think like the physical health, mental health, and spiritual health, they all fold into each other so intricately. We're not just bodies, we're not just minds, we're not just spirits, we're all of these combined. And we have to kind of take that, like I say in my tagline, the holistic solutions and creating those healthy habits consistently all cycle long so that we can kind of pursue that best version of ourselves in the premenstrual phase. So that is just kind of a overarching reason for the changes. And also, like, anxiety is a word to describe all the feelings in the premenstrual phase, but it's definitely not the only way. Like, there's so many phrases that came out. So, like, volatile thoughts, irrational thinking, overthinking, overwhelm, spiraling anxiety or spiraling thoughts and feelings of just like hating yourself, all of those thoughts. So yeah, and I think PMS kind of includes a lot of that, maybe more so than just anxiety. So that is what you can expect moving forward. I'm excited for the changes. It feels kind of scary, of course, because it's like, oh, it's changes. Lots of different changes are happening, and I'm digging deeper and listening and wanting to hear from women who are right in the midst of this and experiencing it and feeling the debilitation from it or the paralyzing thoughts. And I want this to be a safe and gentle place to land if you are struggling with premenstrual symptoms or syndrome symptoms, and for it to be a place to understand yourself better, understand your body more, lean into God more, into your identity and who you are, and just find that peaceful place where you're not always at war with your body or your mind or your hormones or with who you are in God. So that's really what sparked the changes that are in this podcast. So yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm excited, and I hope that you stay along for the journey and just keep learning here. And I would love to hear from you as well and hear what you'd like to learn, what you're thinking of the podcast so far, and whether that's through, you could send me an email at LorenCollins@herbodysings.com or write a review right on Apple Podcasts and just tell me what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you'd like to learn. Anything would be great. I love the feedback, because I think I've told or mentioned this in other episodes. It's like, I don't really know what people are thinking unless people tell me directly, but it's not like a like or a comment on like social media. So I would appreciate the feedback for real. And that would really help guide me moving forward. So that is the update wanted to share. So PMS made peaceful, holistic solutions for Christian women wanting emotional regulation. So stay tuned. Still definitely will have Monday episode, still trying to figure out the Thursday episode, if that's something I am going to continue doing, or just do like a first of the month kind of Thursday episode, contemplative episode. So that will come with time, just figuring that out. So, okay, that is all I'll share about that. Thanks for listening and for being here. I really appreciate it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you have a friend who would benefit from hearing this episode or podcast, send it their way. And if this helped or encouraged you, I would love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps get this golden information into the right ears and is really the best way for you to say thank you. When you leave me a review, I'll also share it right on the podcast. Lastly, please know that this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take the place of your primary care provider. By listening, you are agreeing to the full disclaimer linked in the show notes. All right, take care, friend.